Hello, welcome to Hope and Life Ministries, life-changing moment. I'm your host and your teacher, Hope Agbel. I'm so glad and grateful that you can tune in every week to learn and to have your faith and courage. I'm so glad you make time to grow in the knowledge of God. Whatever we do, as we do it as unto the Lord, it has eternal blessings. Yes. Whatever we do to honor the Lord, to advance the kingdom of God, is a blessing that is sent forward and that is waiting for you in the future. That's waiting for you for eternal to be rejoicing in it. So anyway, I want to encourage you to be listening to the word of God and open your heart and spend time with him little by little. Let your prayer life increase little by little and spend time with him and be led by the Holy Spirit and yield all of your heart to the Lord, to the leading of the Holy Spirit, because there are multitude that are in need of you, yes, to be a light to them, because they are full of darkness. Whatever they are going, that path is full of dark. They don't know where they are going. And they are full of anxiety. They don't know what lies ahead. But you know the truth, because Jesus instead of you, Christ in you, he is the hope of glory. So you got to carry this glory and release hope to those that are hopeless. Yes, I want to encourage you. Yes, open your heart, receive the revelation of God, and walk in the knowledge of God. Whatever you do, oh, do it for the glory of the Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ, who made a way for you to be the partaker of the divine nature. Yes, because you are the carrier of his presence, because you yield your heart to his teaching, to his leadership. The Holy Spirit become your leader. And he comforts you, and he guides you, and he abides in you. And he also does administrative work, because he brings things of remembrance. It's true. And he revealed that which is to come and made it known to you. So God wants you to be encouraged, and I pray that you are continuing growing every week. Yes, every week. And you are rejoicing in the faith, because without faith, you don't have access to the promise of God. Yes, because you are led by the Holy Spirit. And God bless you. Oh, good news. We have in the website. Yes, we have website for the ministry. So you can always log in and read the past messages to encourage yourself. Yes, it's hopeandlifeministries.com. Yes, so www.hopeandlifeministries.com. So you can always re-listen to the message and encourage your faith and walk in the revelation of God, and let the words of God be sweet unto you, and let your word be something that you crave for. Crave the word like a pure milk, yes, and eat of it also. So I want to encourage you all, go back and listen, and I encourage you as you go in, the Holy Spirit leads you to donate. It's a blessing to donate, because whatever you donate, it goes in to draw people to know Jesus Christ. Whatever you sow, it go in to make a U-turn. It's going to cause people to make a U-turn for the path of hell, because your work, your participation through donation helps people to turn to Jesus Christ, because you keep us in the air and it helps us to cover our cause. So I want to encourage you, as you go in or into the website, please, the Lord lead you, donate, and it's a huge blessing for your eternity, because God sees everything, every sacrifice you made. Yes, he sees it, and he reward also. So I want to encourage you, let us pray and commit this addition unto the Lord's hand. Father, we bless you. We declare that your word is true. Thank you, Lord. I pray that you use me as a vessel, all to pour out to all those that are listening. I pray for all of them. May you bless them. May you cause them to capture your words with their heart. Draw them to know you, to walk with you, and to grow every week. Lord, draw them to grow in you. Lord, we pray for your wisdom, your revelation upon them. Oh, we bless you. Use me as a vessel. Oh, so that through me, they get to hear more of what you have for them. Oh, so they keep growing in you. And every spirit of infirmity,
every sickness, anything that may be hindering any of them, Lord, by the authority you've given me, we pray for complete healing, we pray for complete restoration, we command every spirit of infirmity that may be causing sickness, we command it to be destroyed in Jesus' name, because the blood of Jesus, oh, has redeemed us from every curse, Lord. So we bless you, you redeemed us from the curse, Lord. So every intruder that intruded into their life to put them in captivity, we pray every chains of captivity to be cut off in Jesus' name. So Lord, thank you, thank you. We bless you by your stripes that get healed. Thank you, faithful God. You are worthy. So you search for your word and heal them. Use me as a vessel, faithful God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You have your way in me. Thank you, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. It's always joyful time all to talk to you. I get excited because there's no other truth. We happy to hold the truth. There's no other truth except our Savior Jesus Christ. Because he's real. Because as we yield our heart to him, as we walk in him intentionally, oh, he revealed himself in a greater way, in a new capacity, in a new way that we've never seen before. And we become, wow, we become undone in his presence because he's so good, because he's so faithful. Oh, he is the one that revealed great and mighty things that we have no knowledge of. He revealed it and he bring it forth because the Holy Spirit revealed all those things. Yes, Jesus said, when the Spirit of truth come, he shall take that which is of mine, he shall bring it unto you, he shall make it known to you. Yes, so it is the job of the Holy Spirit to make that which is of heaven, that which God is doing, to make it manifest, to make it known to us, because we partner with the Holy Spirit and we yield our heart to the word of God and we worship our Lord in truth and in spirit. So God wants you to be blessed. The topic for this addiction, it's going to be sure mercies of David abundant life. The sure mercies of David abundant life. That is the topic for this edition. I love Isaiah chapter 55. So we read Isaiah 55 verse 1 to 4. It says, "Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price." Yes, verse 2 says, "Why do you spend money on that which is not a bread? And your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully. Come to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight in itself in abundance." See? And verse 3 says, "Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you. The sure mercies of David." Yes. Verse 4 says, "Indeed, I have given him as a witness to the people, a leader and a commander for the people." See, so it's God's will. It's God's will for you to spend your money, to spend your resources on what satisfies you, on what is eternally beneficial to you. See, there are all kinds of choices in life. What choices are you making? What choices do you spend your resources on? What choices do you spend your time on? What do you spend your time on? Everything run into in this world. Do you spend your time and your resources that which does not benefit your soul? Do you spend your time on that which is passing away? Because the Bible says everything in this world are passing away, but which is of the Lord is eternally. Which is of Christ Jesus is eternal. God wants you to come to the waters. You who thirst, you who feel you have no money, Jesus compassionate. He said, "Come, you can buy food. You can buy the water. If you have no money, come buy, because he's a merciful God." Yes, so he wants you to buy from him. He wants to buy a refined gold from him. He wants to buy that which is in line with his word. So that means you are not to spend your resources on that which is passing away. You are not to spend your resources on that. Whatever you breathe your last on this earth, you have no eternal value. See, you have to spend your resources in that which you, that will cause you to have eternal blessing. So what do you spend your time on? What do you spend your resources on? What do you spend your speech on? Do you spend your speech on what is worldly? Do you spend your speech on what does not benefit others? Do you spend your breath of life on that which is passing away? No, you are to spend your breath, your speech, encouraging people, praying for people, and declaring the wonders of God, spending the time, yet drinking of Him, asking the Holy Spirit to empower, to make you as a vessel of honor. So everywhere you go, you're able to release the presence of God to the people. Everywhere you go, people are able to be drawn to know Jesus Christ. Everywhere you go, you become a hand and a feet of Christ, because He wants to use you as a vessel to pour unto others, to pour unto those that are walking in darkness, to pour unto those that are hopeless. You become a hope to the hopeless. You become what that restore joy to those that are mourning. God wants to use you as His vessel. So it is your job to buy and to eat freely. Say, come to the waters. Yes, you have no money. Come, buy and eat. Yes, don't spend your money on that which does not satisfy. God is drawing you. He's drawing you to the waters. The water is representing the abundance of the Holy Spirit. As you spend more time with the Lord, as you yield your life, your heart to the Lord, the Holy Spirit wants to be a resident. He wants to be embodiment. He wants to use you to reveal Jesus to many people, because you spend the time. Because sometimes God may wake you in the middle of the night just to pray, just to spend maybe 30 minutes in prayer. Yes, it's true. See, because you labor with the Lord, because you spend your resource, your time on that which honor the Lord. There was a time some years back, the Lord would wake me every 3 in the morning. And so I knew that that has been a pattern. So one night I had watched TV till like 12:30 late in the at night. And so I slept late. So the Lord wakes me 3 in the morning, and I find it so difficult to wake up. I was so tired. So I said, Lord, wake me another time. And as soon as I said that, oh my goodness, I was taken into a revelation. Well, in this revelation, I was praying for somebody for deliverance. And yes, the spirit that was tormenting this boy, it's like a pattern spirit. And the pattern came out, was so angry. But there was one inside that refused to come out and was really, really, really causing a real havoc. And was really, really refused to come out. And I was so alarmed. And I was so, I didn't know what to do. And I saw the Lord pass by. And there was crowd. And I was so perplexed. So, and all of a sudden I was awakened from the revelation. I said, oh no. That's the reason why. So there's a reason the Lord wakes me, because when He wakes me, I pray. Sometimes I pray like an hour and a half, just pray, you know, whatever the Lord. So because He's working, He's doing His work in me. So there's always a reason. So we have to make room for the Lord. We don't need to put earthly agendas to block God's agenda, because God wants to use you to be a blessing to others. God wants to use you to be a resourceful to others. Those who do not have any resources, see, God wants to use you as a blessed one to the others. See, so God, ever since that happened, I always make room. I have never ever told the Lord not to wake me another time. No, that was wow. I have never ever told the Lord anymore. So I always make sure I sleep on time. I make sure if I'm to watch whatever movie or TV, yes, I sleep at the right time. And so there's a reason why sometimes the Lord may wake you up in the middle of the night or whatever it is, just to pray for your children, just to pray for your family, just to worship Him, praise Him, honor Him. See, Satan's kingdom works during the night, usually between 1 and 3. That is when a lot of traps are being set for your soul, for your daytime. That's why Jesus, many times He wake up in the middle at dawn and go to the mountains and pray through. It is daybreak, because He destroyed the works of the devil. See, so that is the reason why sometimes the Lord will want to spend time with Him. So it's always good to make adjustments so that you can be available to the Lord. Yes, He said, come, buy wine
and milk without money. You see, wine represents you being filled with the Holy Spirit. You become a new wine skin. Yes, a new wine skin that do not take no for answer for the devil. You say yes to Jesus only. And by your faith, you remove every obstacle of Satan that come against your family. You remove every obstacle of Satan that come against those you love. Because by faith, you stand firm. Because you spend the time. Because you drink of his wine. You are a new wine skin. Yes, the wine refreshes you. The wine of the Spirit. Yes, God wants you to spend time and to crave. And to crave for the new wine. Because the Holy Spirit always breathing. God wants to use multitude. Wants to use it to be a blessing. Oh, to speak word of courage. To speak word of life to people. So I want to encourage you. Yes. So, yes, let me read again. Oh, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. You who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money on what is not bread and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me. Come, eat what is good. And the Lord says, and let your soul delight in itself in abundance. The verse 3 says, incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you. And the sure mercies of David. See, that's what the message of this is titled, the sure mercies of David abundant life. He wants you to reap the sure mercies of David abundant life because God has promised David that one of his descendants will sit on the throne for eternity to eternity because David has been faithful. Yes, even though he has made an error, but God see his heart that's yielding to his mercy, that's yielding to the knowledge of God, that's yielding to the ways of God because we are to be people that learn from all this, his weakness and his strength, so we can live every day a lifestyle that is honorable to him. See, so you walk by faith through that sure mercy of David. You are part of his covenant. You are part of his eternal blessing. Yes, it's God's will for you to feed yourself. So you have money, spend it on what is good. In the book of Revelation, in the Lord, at the church of Laodicea, it says, buy a refined gold from me. I counsel you to buy refined gold from me and buy white garments from me so you can cover your nakedness and the oil and apply it upon your eyes so you can see. See, God wanted you resources. Sometimes we have so much resources, we remove God out of the equation and we spend on what does not satisfy our soul. We spend on that which have no eternal value. See, God wants you to spend your resources on that which promotes his kingdom, on that which cause others to be sent to bring revelation of Jesus to others. Yes, it's God's will. Maybe it's not necessarily your resource, but praying for the people or encouraging the people to turn to Christ because God wanted to be in the business of salvation because this world and everything in it is passing away. But whatever we do as unto the Lord is eternal. It has eternal consequence. It has eternal value. Oh, God wanted to partner with that. The sure message of David because God has made that promise to David. And the verse 6 says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and let the unrighteous his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord and he will find mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. That's verse 7, 55 verse 7. Yes, so God wanted to call upon him while there's still a time. There's a time coming when it will be very difficult to reconcile to God. When it is very difficult to reconcile to God because God will be turning all unto the Jewish people to reveal his glory himself unto the people, and he shall draw them because of Abraham's promises. Oh, they shall have encounter with the Lord and shall turn to him. But all the nations that have forsaken the Lord, it will be a time that will be very, very difficult. A time that will be very difficult to turn to the Lord. So these are all times that we are to draw near to the Lord, to pray and trust the Lord, to walk with him, to believe in him. Yes, every Jews are supposed to know the Messiah also. They are supposed to give their life to Christ. The reason why Jesus, who all the prophets have spoken about, the Messiah, Yeshua, whom Christ the Redeemer,
whom all the prophets from Moses all the way to Malachi have spoken about. He is the one who forgives it. He is the one who judges both the living and the dead. So God wants to be a participant. So everyone is to turn to him, for he is real. And this is a time we have to be very serious about things of salvation. Last week, less than a week ago, in the morning, the Lord spoke to me. It says, the harvesting angels are being released more and more into the earthly realm. And then the second word is more glory, more glory. So I believe we are, our glory to him should be increased. Our praise to him to be increased. Yes, he will increase more glory in us because we are his temple. So we can do his work. And those harvesting angels partner with us to bring salvation. For angels' role, they are sent to assist those who will inherit the kingdom of God. So they are sent to assist you. But if you're not doing your part, your angels will be doing nothing. So I want to encourage your faith. Yes. Make the Lord's work a priority. Make the Lord's work something that you know that there's a benefit. Because your work in the Lord causes your loved ones never to be missing heaven. Because eternity is for everlasting and everlasting. If they are missing in heaven, that means we have not done our part. That means Satan have utilized the open door we've given to Satan. So that's closing every door to Satan, that whisper to their ear, closing every door to Satan, that draw them, that cause them to be influenced by their peers, their culture, whatever the Satan is causing. Yes, Satan is causing all kinds of havoc in the world, but we have to be people that are wise. Last week's message, we spoke about being a generation of believers. See, you are responsible to be a generation because you pass yourself before him. So it's a short message. Psalm 89 verse 3 says, I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn to my servant David, your seed I will establish forever and build up your throne to all generations. You see, God has made this declaration and he made this covenant with him. So it's a sure covenant. It is your responsibility that you link yourself with this covenant. You link yourself with this mercies of David. All because Jesus is the fulfillment of that scripture. So you want to make sure that you are in a winning team. Sometimes some of you have to go to anointed man or woman and confess your sin and be delivered. It's the truth. Confess your sin and confess any spirit that you may have covenant with it to renounce it. Because the anointed man or woman will command that spirit to come out because you are willing to give all to Jesus Christ. So God wants to encourage you. We have to sow into eternity. So God bless you. God give you the strength, the ability, to have the wisdom to capture this revelation in your heart. That everywhere you go, even though you are busy in your workplace, you partner with the Lord. Yes. No matter how much busy life is, you spend the time with it, the Lord. Yes, he knows the time. He knows. Sometimes we are so busy. Oh, microwave generation. No, we have to slow down. We have to slow down. You see, upon all your back and forth, yes, none of your hard working can save. But whatever you sow to Jesus Christ in the darkest hour, he will always stand by your side. So I want to encourage you. Be blessed, be strengthened, dive into his word and work with him. And I have announced we have a website running. It's called, you can log in, it's hopeandlifeministries.com. You can go back and re-listen to this message and encourage yourself and walk with the Lord. As you are listening to this message, whatever pain, whatever ailment, whatever situation that you are going through, lay hand upon that. Do some prophetic act and you'll be surprised. The Lord is able to heal you because he sends forth your word and he healed them all. So I want to encourage you. Yes, utilize the resources that's over there. And also leave a comment and also any prayer request, leave it. Yes, because I'll make sure that I pray for all the prayers. Yes, so don't be afraid. God is good. God is faithful. There's no fear in the Lord. He's amazing, wonderful God. You see, So this is a message of the sure message of David Abandola. He wants you to be partake of that. Yes, because you receive the sure message of David. It's a mercy God has given to David for all those who depart from Satan's kingdom into the kingdom of God. Because through David, the Messiah came. Through David, our risen Jesus all came to fulfill both the Old Testament and the New Testament. So you are led by the Holy Spirit in honoring God the Father, in honoring God the Son. Yes, and He, all the three partner with you and they make you fruitful in your daily life. So I want to encourage you, please walk with Him. Pray with me if you do not have Jesus as your Lord. Lord Jesus, I confess you. You are my Lord and my Savior. Lord, forgive me and save me. I put my faith in you and I confess you to be my Lord. You died for me and you resurrected. I put my heart up for you. I put my faith in you. Save me, Jesus. Help me to walk with you. Holy Spirit, help me to live for our God daily. Help me in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray if you pray that prayer, yes, and you walk with Him, you are saved. So God bless you and God give you increase of your knowledge of Him. May He give you peace and blessing. May He cause you to grow more and more in Jesus' name. And when you go to the website, God lead you to donate. It's going to help many people to turn to Jesus. So it's a blessing that is awaiting for you. So I pray God to give you the peace and joy. Amen.